Hello and welcome to another episode of At Any Rate. I'm your host, Natasha Kanova, and I head JP Morgan Global Commodities Research. Today, we would like to discuss our outlook on oil and the price path from now until the end of the year. So for all our listeners, as you remember, our baseline view for 2024 envisioned an optimistic outlook on demand growth. So we have demand growing at about 1.5 to 1.6 million barrels per day this year, resulting in Brent price reaching high 80s, $90 by May. Given our outlook on the price, we believe that the OPEC alliance would take this opportunity to unwind some of their voluntary supply reductions, and we penciled the combined 0.4 million barrels per day of production increases coming from Saudi Arabia and Russia starting already in April. So yet, even with this additional supply, we saw Brent averaging about $85 in the second half of the year on the back of a strong demand growth. In contrast to our expectations, Russia instead pledged in early March to deepen its output cut by almost 500 KBD, bringing the country's crude oil output to 9 million barrels by June, by our estimate. At the time of the announcement, we found Russia's commitment to be credible, and this view was validated on Monday by a report from Reuters that the Russian government has indeed ordered companies to reduce oil output in the second quarter to ensure they meet a production target of 9 million barrels per day by the end of June, in line with its pledges to the OPEC alliance. So this shift in Russia's oil strategy is surprising. At face value and assuming no policy, supply, or demand response, Russia's action could push Brent oil price to $90 already in April, reach mid-90s by May, and close to 100 by September, keeping pressure on the U.S. administration in the run-up to elections in November. U.S. gasoline prices most likely will follow suit, and we can see gasoline prices already at around $4 somewhere in the summer. This will be the highest since the summer of 2022. This price hike could be further amplified by even odds possibility of the OPEC alliance extending in June its oil production cutbacks to the end of the year. So, but what the lessons from the 2022 energy crisis have taught us is that there are multiple levers that could quite effectively mitigate the impact of the high prices. The first lever, which is the most obvious rebalancing mechanism in the short run, is the policy response in the form of an oil drawdown from the US SPR. Although diminished, the reserve still holds ample crude to protect the nation's strategic needs and offer a cushion against the price shock. We estimate that the US administration has the policy space to release up to 60 million barrels of crude oil, boosting supply by about 500 KBD per month, if it's spread over 4 months. Beyond the immediate impact, demand destruction is another potent countermeasure. Our view remains that given the US dollar strength and the high borrowing costs, oil prices substantially above $90 can cause severe disruptions in the global oil demand, as was the case in March, June of 2022 and September, October of 2023, in turn resulting in lower prices. Russia might also try to maintain oil exports at current levels, even as it cuts production. So for now, we chose to keep our long-held price forecast unchanged. So we have not changed our price forecast since June of last year. So we're still calling for $90 by May, 85 averages for the second half of the year. We're waiting further clarity regarding the Russia actions. But at the same time, what we're saying is if previously prior to the Russian announcement, the risks around our baseline view were balanced, right now all the risks are to the upside, and we acknowledge that the way to our price projections may be through $100. So focusing more on those two levers, the demand destruction and the potential SPR release. Focusing first on the SPR. So a series of emergency drawdowns, exchanges, and planned sales since 2020 reduced crude oil inventories that are held today at the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to about 347 million barrels at the end of March 2023. This is the lowest since July 1983 and almost half of the stock in March 2022. The inventories have been slowly rising since then and currently stand at almost 363 million barrels as of March 2022. That's on top of 445 million barrels that private companies are storing in the US. So the IEA guidelines call for members to hold strategic inventories equivalent to at least 90 days of net imports. That's imports minus exports. for use in the event of supply emergency. So since 2015, a combination of surging domestic U.S. oil production, but also the repeal of an embargo-era ban on U.S. oil exports, resulted in a substantial drop in the U.S. net import requirements and the consequent boost in the size of the U.S. SPR, if we measure that in the days of the net import cover. So even at today's relatively low absolute level, SPR inventories sit at 188 days of net import demand for crude oil, raising the question whether the SPR should be as large as it once was. The large size of the SPR relative to import needs made selling some portions of the holdings an attractive source of funding for infrastructure and other federal spending priorities. For example, between 2015 and 2021, Congress passed a series of bills authorizing the sales of about 380 million barrels of SPR crude between 2017 and 2031, using the money for purposes such as highways, but also to offset budget deficits. Congress and the Biden administration used the December 2022 omnibus spending bill to cancel 140 million barrels of those mandated sales in the fiscal year 2024-2027, which is a de facto repurchase of most of the 180 million barrels of emergency sale that took place in 2022. Currently, no more SPR releases are scheduled until 2026. So conversely, the odds of another release will rise if U.S. nationwide gasoline prices move closer to $4 a gallon, or if OPEC does not increase production at the June 1st meeting. In this case, we believe the U.S. administration has enough policy space to make another exchange or a straight release of up to 60 million barrels of crude oil, nominally boosting supply by about 1 million barrels per day per month if spread over 2 months. In reality, the U.S. SPR has averaged only about 500 kbd of monthly releases between September 2021 through December of 2022, which means the U.S. administration would be able to release about 500 kbd for a total of 4 months. This is not the first time, by the way, that the sitting U.S. president used strategic reserves during an election year. So that was the case in the Clinton administration. So in effort to stem an election year surge in gasoline and home heating oil prices in 2000, in the run-up to Election Day, President Clinton ordered the release of 30 million barrels of oil from the SPR only a day after Vice President Al Gore injected the issue into the presidential campaign. So this is one lever. Moving into the second lever, it's demand destruction. So we have been talking and we have been writing about that. But, you know, first of all, we need to be able to differentiate why the prices are rising. So if the prices are rising because of demand, this is actually very good. So it means that the global economy is very strong and it can take significantly higher oil prices just because it's a demand-driven shock. At the same time, if the prices are rising because of the supply issues, that's when there is a difficulty for the global economy and global oil demand to take higher prices. So, for example, the Arab oil embargo of 1973, the Iranian Revolution of 78-79, the Gulf War in the 1990s, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022 are all examples of supply-driven surge in oil prices. The speed of the price move also matters. So if it's a sharp and rapid rise in the oil price, it will have a larger effect on household sentiment and spending, as consumers have less time to adjust. So in short, economies can withstand oil spikes as long as they're temporary and demand-driven and not combined with other spillover effects such as monetary tightening, credit quality, and financial instability. So our optimistic outlook on demand and constrained OPEC production before the Russian announcement should result in Brent oil prices reaching by $90 by May, which we believe is a comfortable price range for both producers and consumers. However, the decision by Russia to deepen its production cut could bring the prices significantly higher. And, you know, of course, this price acceleration could be further amplified by possibility of OPEC alliance extending voluntary production reductions. So the resultant price spike would be supply side inflicted with negative implication for demand. So looking by numbers, significantly higher gasoline prices, in our view, can impact the U.S. gasoline demand by about 200 kbd Similarly, we're looking at the diesel prices and spike in the diesel prices in the US could impact demand by about 50-100 KBD. Looking in the European demand, we're putting a number of closer to 250-300 KBD over the course of 3 months. If the prices, if the diesel price moves up by another $2, that would be the double the increase in the summer of 2023. So combined, if we look at the impact on the US diesel and gasoline plus the European demand, we think the impact could be closer to 500 KBD out of those two economies. In the meantime, emerging market currencies have substantially weakened against the US dollar. So it's, you know, so far this year, they're down about 3% against the dollar, but it's down a massive 20% since mid-2021, making the price of oil measured in domestic currencies expensive. So the historic relationship between oil prices and emerging markets economic growth suggests that the EM growth typically rises as oil prices rise, with the increase in growth slowing as prices trend toward 85. Within the $85-$90 range, the gains and losses of oil exporters and importers broadly appear to offset each other. But as oil price moves above $90, the drag on oil importers dominates and the EM growth slows down. By all means, we would have to say that $90 is probably the upper range for the emerging markets demand. And after that, we should expect some slowing down in the demand growth in the developed countries. This price range is closer to $95. So thank you all for listening to the Commodities Edition at JP Morgan at Any Rate podcast. We look forward to continue the conversation next week. This communication is provided for information purposes only. Please refer to JP Morgan research reports related to its content for more information, including important disclosures. 2024, JP Morgan Chase & Company, all rights reserved. The episode was recorded on March 28, 2024.